Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Parshvika.
I'm going to specifically talk about the truth or the reality of actually building a digital product based business or started selling digital products. If you're interested in selling digital products, then I have a digital product bundle planner that will going to help you plan for your digital products. We're going to help make and sell them. It's based on my experience and knowledge so far. It's a PDF download. Make sure to check it out. The link is in the description box below. Anyway, let's talk about the reality truth of digital product based businesses or digital product in general. The first truth that digital products may seem passive, but it is not all passive. In the beginning, you have to do a lot of the work to make these digital products, to actually build a sales plan or marketing plan. Or if you're doing organic marketing, making YouTube videos, writing blog articles, posting on social media, then it's more kind of like an active work of promoting, maybe once in every single week or every single day on social media, whatever. So it's not that passive as it may seem. People talk a lot about passive products, but do they really are passive? Or you need to invest time and energy on consistent basis, maybe once a week, maybe once in 15 days, maybe once in a month or whatever it is. So I would say based on my experience, digital products are not that passive. Of course, I don't create the products every single day. Whenever someone purchases, I don't need to ship and deliver the product to the customer. It's being done by the software, by the platform itself. I don't have to do the work, and that's amazing, but I do have to market them. Like, I market my digital products via the YouTube videos, like this one and other. I make the YouTube videos. I used to do on the Pinterest actively, but not currently. I'm not doing that much on the Pinterest, but I do on YouTube once every single week, talk about my digital products in the videos. It's kind of like a part of the marketing plan. Of course, I'm providing value to the people. Of course, it's just a few seconds that I'm talking about the digital product in that video. Most is the content that I'm delivering, but still it's the active thing, okay? Still it's there on the back of the mind, and still I have to include them in the video. So it's not that passive as it may sound. Another thing to quote into mind is that from time to time basis, you may or may not need to update your digital product. So that is a lot of the active work. If you're updating your digital product with the time, it's an active work, or you are actually adding some more content or whatever you're doing, making some changes to your digital product. It's an active thing. It's not passive. So that's the first reality. The second reality is, it may seem, it's not that easy as it may sound in comparison to the physical product, because you see so many promos. People are talking about, oh, the number one way to make online income, the passive income, is online courses. Oh, selling the PDF, selling the workbook, selling on Etsy. Come on, guys. It's a lot of the work. I wanted to use that word, but I'm not using it. But it's a lot of the work. And it's not that easy. Of course, everything gets easy when you get started. You'll find your way. And that's the thing, is there in the entrepreneur field. Not just in entrepreneur field, in whatever way you're approaching the life. If you have something in your mind and if you want to achieve it, you would be able to achieve it. That's the thing, is there. But it's not that roses. You may have the thorns with the roses. Don't forget that. So it's not that easy. Of course, you can do that. Everyone can do that. And it's 100% possible. And it's amazing when you make income from that, just creating the product and then selling it again and again. It's amazing. Unlimited amount of copies, and you can scale it. That's so amazing. Because physical product, of course, you can scale it, but still a lot of the active work that's involved in the physical products, digital products actually take up that a lot of the work from you. So it's easy from that point of view, but then making a product and actually marketing them can be a lot of the work. It's not as simple always. It can be complicated. You may focus too much on the branding, getting the right software, getting the right platform, how you're going to market it, paid products, organic, whatever it is, it can be a lot of the work. That's another thing. Another thing that I want to consider is that it takes time to make money. People sell that, say that, oh, I made my digital product and for 6 months I made six figure. And it may happen, but majority of the cases it doesn't really happen, because if you have the active audience, if you have the followers or subscribers who are already there to actually buy from you, then creating a digital product on top of them will going to get you the sales so much. But if you don't have the audience before that, it will definitely gonna take some time. And I can tell you based on my experience, it's not an overnight rich money making scheme. So don't get into the subject that I'm gonna be rich overnight, or I'm gonna make multiple six figure the next week, the next month, the next 6 months. It may be happening, but may not be. There are so many factors that are involved leading to whether you're gonna make that much sales in the next year or in the next couple of months or a week or so. It's not just about the beauty of your digital products that you're creating. It's so amazing and it's gonna help the people, or you have so many followers and people want it from you. No, there are so many factors, and every factor determines your success with a digital product based business. So based on my experience, I can tell you that it took me from a year or two to actually make some amount of money from my digital product. Of course, in the beginning when I launched my first digital product, it gave me sale in the first month. But to get that spike momentum to actually bring in some money every single month, it took me so much time, so much effort, because in the beginning my audience was really small. I mean, it was really small. It was less than 1,000 subscribers on YouTube when I started with the first digital product. I think it was back in 2021. And I got the sale within a 1 month because I was catering to a particular kind of audience and I actually promoting so much in my videos. So I got the sale. But then to get that momentum up and going, it took me a year or two to get that momentum. And then after that, I make multiple different digital products, not that just one. And currently I started with the bundle, and bundle is really helping me to make more money with that. Another reality truth based on my experience is that sometimes it's hard to market or promote your digital products. Like physical products, you can make a lot of the different contents. Like you have got a lot of the different content ideas. Like you can do the unboxing videos. You can actually show the people how the product look like by wearing them or having them, or showcasing the physical product or touching them, or by the reviews. Like there are so many ways in which you can actually market or promote the physical product. But for digital products, there is no unboxing video. Of course, you can actually go live when you are releasing your digital products and you can make it that kind of time lapse or something like that. But sometimes it gets hard, it gets tricky. Okay, I have an online course on how to sew a teddy bear. And it's just a random example, okay guys? And now I'm thinking, okay, I can actually promote them by showing them the teddy bear, but I can't do the unboxing video, or I can't do the more specific physical product promoting marketing videos that they do, because that's a physical product. You can physically feel it, you can physically touch it. And when we are the human beings who love to feel things, who love to experience things, and when we can feel and touch something and say about it, it gets way more real than the just actually visualizing it. Of course, the part of the manifestation is that you see the things first in your mind and then you create the reality. I totally get it. But when it gets into the reality and when you actually get the feeling of it, that makes a lot more sense. And that's also comes with the digital product, since you don't have a physical product in your hands. Of course, if you're selling a PDF download, a person can actually take a printout of the PDF download and, I mean, PDF copy, and then they can physically see that. But apart from that, there is no physical like that stuff. It's more kind of like a digital. So sometimes it may be hard, because that's what I find hard at the time of promoting my digital products. And that's why now I do with the videos. I was thinking, how I'm gonna promote it? I need to provide some value to the people, creating some content around it so that it would be easy for me to promote it. Because I don't like to make the random sales videos for the sake of making sales here and there. That doesn't feel true or right to me. even though it may or may not be making me a lots of the money, but it doesn't feel right to me, and that's why I don't do it. I need to provide some value to the people, and that's why when I make the digital products, I was like, how this product will going to help the people, how it will going to deliver the content to them, what they're gonna get out of it, what the results they're gonna get, and what are people expecting from the product, how they're gonna get it, how they're gonna access it. There are like so many questions in my mind, and that lead me to like, okay, this is the thing, you can use these questions to actually give the answers in your contents, in your marketing. Like, okay, this is a product, this is going to help you get the desired results. You are expecting this, how to access this. You're going to get all these files or all these video tutorials or whatever it is. So it can be tricky to market or promote, and that's okay. Okay, understand that you're not alone. I've been in that phase, and still sometimes I get in that phase when I actually do the marketing other than my videos, YouTube videos, when I do on Pinterest or social media. I started thinking, what content do I need to create to actually market it? Because I can't make the every single content out there just for marketing and promoting my digital product. That doesn't make any sense. People won't follow me. They're gonna like, oh, this person is only here to make money. They're not helping us provide some get. What am I getting out of nothing other than just promoting the content? So yeah, that's the thing. The last reality that I want to cover, obviously there could be a lot of more, but it's what I've seen so far. Last reality is working with your mindset. I know it may seem weird, but it's so important to have the mindset around what you're selling, what you're talking in your videos. Your money mindset is so crucial, is so important, and often people miss out. They think that it's not important or it's not essential. No, you can't miss out. If your mindset is not in correlation with what you're doing, you're not gonna get the results. Even if you're scratching the surface, you're just gonna scratch the surface. You don't get anything out of it because you haven't used your frequency, your emotions, your things to be in alignment with what you want. If your alignment is going somewhere else and you want something else, then it's like the two parties or the two arrows in different directions. We're just gonna cancel each other. You're not gonna reach anywhere. In fact, you're gonna be there in the middle of the roads and thinking where to go and how to find the roads. So you need to keep your mindset that, okay, this is the business. Okay, this is not a hobby. Even if I don't have this much amount of followers or subscribers, or even if I don't have any follower subscriber, I want to start with a digital product based business. I'm going to create this product. I'm going to sell like this. I'm going to take an example of what other people are doing it, how I'm going to deliver the content, how I'm going to help the people. I'm going to take the review from the people, maybe have a Q&A in your courses, in your tutorials or whatever. Like, you can just get some rough idea of plan, take a piece of paper, write it down, and get serious about it and focus on where you're going. Not focus on where you are currently, thinking that, oh, how I'm going to record these videos. I don't have a professional camera. I don't have a software. I don't know how to edit the videos. I don't know how to make a PDF guide. I don't know how to use Canva. Come on, guys. These are all the excuses. So you need to get rid of them only by focusing on where you're going. Your mindset, your focus is so important. Of course, it doesn't build overnight. It takes time and practice, but you can put the water every single day, just like a seed planted in the soil. It takes days, sometimes weeks and months to actually grow into a small plant. And it takes years to grow into a tree. It doesn't say, oh, come on, it's going to take me 5 years to become a tree. I'm not going to do anything. No, it's just every single day putting a significant effort, like taking care of the soil, the plants, giving it the water, giving the nutrients, whatever it's needed to actually grow and become a tree. So that's what is here about digital product. It's actually building a tree or building a plant or whatever you call it. That's what I relate with things. When I get too frustrated, too focused on the results, I take the example of the seed planted in the soil, and then I'm like, when we plant the seed in the soil, we are so patient because we know that we won't be able to see the plant growing the next day. We know that. We are not impatient there. We have an understanding there. And when we can have understanding there, why can't we have understanding here? Why can't? It's just that we look at the people and then we started comparing. Okay, that person got the sales this much the next week that they launched the digital product. So I'm also going to be getting this. If I'm not getting it, then I'm not worth it. My digital product is not worth it. And I can't do this. I don't have the skills. I don't have the money. Blah, 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 reasons. And you quit. No, guys. It's like a plant, seed planted in the soil. Always take that example whenever you feel like it's too hard, it's too rough, the going gets hard or whatever it is, take this example. And build that mindset, focus on where you're going. Focus on the vision that you had when you planted the seed in the soil. You had the vision to actually build it into a big tree, to get the fruits, to get the flowers or whatever you're looking for. You are focusing on where you're going, not where you are. You're not focused, oh, come on, it's a seed planted in the soil. It's going to take so many days, months, weeks, years to become a tree. I'm not going to do it. No. You are patient. You're like, okay, this is planted right now. I'm going to be growing. I'm okay with that. I'm going to take care of it every single day. And that's it. And you just move on, live your life. And one day it become a tree and you get the fruiting results more than you ever imagine it.
See you for the next time. Take care. Bye, guys.